Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello, Reds. Red News Podcast 65. Bit of a mismatch again. Going to end it with Nick and Nathan after the game yesterday. Cheers to them and for selling a few mags. We're a bit of a mismatch. We win some, we lose some, don't we? Last one was Watford, where I felt so low after it. Then you win two and you get buoyed and you think, yeah, we're seeing something. And then it comes crashing back down to earth again. Arsenal was so disappointing again. You could just tell we weren't at the races. We were not sweating like Prince Andrew. There was a red near me and he wailed in the second half, please just give us something. I was thinking, that's the story. You know, we'd had a decent December, but it just, every time you get a little bit of iota of we're seeing something. And I get that the squad isn't, you know, what it should be. We all know that. And we all knew that this would be an inconsistent season, but it's just feeling like it's a lot more inconsistent than you thought it would be or you'd want it to be. I don't know, I just thought Arsenal looked more up for it, which was a shame, really. You know, where's our fight? So many times at Watford and Arsenal, where's the fight and the passion? And just sort of keep doing miserable podcasts. That's not the intention, it's just timing. Shaw was a liability. I think Williams has got to start, really. And the debate is whether Romero or De Gea, who I love, but he's been so poor recently. And I don't know what that's down to. You know, I know people start saying, oh, he's this, he's that. But we know deep down he's a very, very good keeper, but he's not at the races at the moment. Is that just indicative of everything going around him? You know, the Pogba farce, I don't even want to bring mention on that. And I've just been looking. So this season, we've played 31, we've only won 14, we've lost 7, we've drawn 10, we've scored 48, and we've let in 29. And that's not good enough, is it? And I'm a bit fearful for the two legs. So hopefully United can do something like they did at the start of December. I just want the mood to change, really, where it doesn't feel so flat. And you don't want a trepidation before games. It should be buzzing, you know. We're in the competition still. I thought yesterday Wolves wasn't, having watched it again, it's not as bad, but it's just, you know, it just felt that you're not creating enough. And that's a common theme throughout the season. Was just so lacking in certain areas, and you know, we're getting the spun, the no value, and all that. But there comes a time United have to do something, because this is unraveling. This could unravel for Ollie. We don't want that to happen, but unless he's backed, and a club of United, if you boast that we're big enough, then you can get things done if you really want to. Maybe not on the world class level, but we're so far away from being world class. That's not even a question. So can you get the players in that take us to another level? And another level at the moment is just getting a bit of consistency. That's how desperate it is. We're just so annoyingly average. That's what I felt leaving on whenever it was New Year's Day. I hope you all had a good Christmas. Mine was wonderful, seeing it from the eyes of my boy. Was funny. I'm not a great one for visitors, and we had everyone round. I don't like people using my toilet. That's a very anal thing. But someone, a family member, comes straight down the stairs and says, I've just had a shit like a baseball bat, knowing it would wind me up. Thanks for that. That summed up my Watford, really. And then there's a Red News contributor who won't be named, who was very drunk one evening and was trying to type in things in YouTube to get them up. And he couldn't get it, and he thought it was the bleeper, so he threw it. With luck of Phil Jones, it landed him on his TV and smashed it. And you know, these new screens, they fucking don't take anything. So he's one TV down, and that wasn't coming into his Christmas planning. So poor sod. We all do dickhead things from time to time, but that was right up there. I thought the Fred free kick at the end of Arsenal was just so fittingly United. We're shit at free kicks, corners, we're just eternally waiting for Godot. Why can't we take corners? We're not utilising Maguire. Pity those who put Maguire first to score all the time. It said a lot when we didn't even let Ozil know what we were about, and we just sort of bottled it. And it ended with me walking, and I passed that McDonald's, you know, as you head into Upper Street, and there was a priest having a McDonald's, and I thought, how very them. That was like a mocking fuck you. As he munched it, I thought my spirits lessened. Anyway, I don't know, I keep saying there's always hope. I just hope. That's pretty much all we've got. Anyway, just a quick one. Yeah, so the lads are going on to Wolves now, and we'll maybe do one Tuesday. We'll definitely do one Saturday. Look, thanks to all your messages of support, especially, it's really nice, people saying nice things on Twitter, but it comes to also, we do need, I know this sounds Bob Geldof again, but we do need that backed up. We've had a horrendous November, December. Winter sales for us are diabolical at the moment. That's understandable with weather, cold, the way things are, but it really impacts us. And if you're listening, if you want to support, you know, you want to do more than a tweet, please buy the mag. Last chance is Tuesday. Got a new mag Saturday, which is a decent read. Great St. Etienne report and people saying about what they feel about United, Ollie, everything now. But we really do, you know, we do need support. That's what it comes to. And subbing, whatever the way you want to do it, it makes a difference. And also for the podcast as well. Okay, so Happy New Year, everyone. And I hope I'm feeling a little bit happier in the next few games. Cheers, all.
So, Wolves away, we're on the train back after a 0-0 performance. It was pretty flat, pretty dire. It's Nick and Nathan, two of the Red News Cells. Barney's asked us to do a quick couple of minutes, so I've no idea where this is going to get jumbled into. Probably, it's about 47 or whatever it was, I think it was. But anyway, wherever it gets jumbled into. I'll go to Nathan. Tell me your thoughts, how you feeling. The train feels pretty flat, really, on the way back.
I just said before, I think it's pretty flat because I think that's how the game was, to be fair. I think we've played Wolves quite a few times recently and
can't beat them,
and that's as much as we, I don't want to be the negative one again, but that's,
you play that role so well.
I know, but that's like realistically, if you're playing them again and again and again and you can't beat them, then that's the level that you're at, surely. It's like, but I just said before, like, I know that they hit the post, like Romero made a good save, but if, like, the only real chance that we really had that I can remember was like when Rashford just came on and it hit the crossbar, how things could have been totally different, but that didn't happen. And we are where we are. We've got to play another game, we've got a lot of games coming up, and we've got another one to come. And yeah, it's just it's flat because that's where.
I think some of these performances, I mean, the squad's bad, I'm not trying to deviate away from that, but I think at the moment, I think these performances have got even worse at the moment, because we played 9 games in December, we're going to play another 9, including a replay, and we're just seeing if we win, if we do beat, we're playing another 9 games. The squad's so small and so thin as it is, and it's crap, that of course it's going to be flat. Should we not expect more performances like this over the next month? I mean, I've got to say, I've got a dread couple of these fixtures that are coming up as well. And it's not going to get any easier that if we end up do progressing in this competition. You know, you don't want to replay.
Yeah, but I'd rather progress. No, but I'd rather progress in this and try and go to win something. If we go out of this, then what are we trying to do? Would, you know, you're just trying to get a good league position, and like, I want to win things as well.
I want to win this competition, and that's why I thought this team tonight might have Rashford. I know he's tired, but get that. It just means that he's putting all the eggs in the league cup last night. Some of the plays that he's not played today.
I did think it was quite, like, obviously you need to make changes, like, but I did think it was a bit odd that he made so many changes to this one.
But put a good shift in. It wasn't particularly brilliant.
It was good going backwards, I thought. Like, defensively, he made a few. Yeah.
I was quite disappointed to see him go off, but he did look tired and he looked like he couldn't make any more runs coming
forward. But we just miss it. We've got nothing in the middle. And I know we keep saying it, we've got nothing in the middle, like, creatively. And it's just frustrating.
It's funny because we have got nothing in the middle. I think Matic today was one of his worst performances. I thought it was absolutely diabolical. I've not seen. He's gone downhill. And he almost looks like, to the point where I feel like he doesn't want us to win football games. So many times today, I say so many, maybe 4, maybe 5 times today, he had the ball in a really good position to play the ball forward first time and play it early. And I know much has been said about what Van Persie was saying in the week. He said, you know, you make sure you get the ball and Scholesy, Carrick, whatever, Rio, you play that ball over the top and you find a way of winning the league. And Matic just doesn't seem that he's got any of that anymore. He can't just play the ball forward, play it over the top. And Greenwood was through, Chalk was through, Daniel James was through.
Not even difficult balls. He was stopping it and he was just passing it backwards, and it's like,
just drive it forward, risk it, I'd rather you lose it. And I mean, that's one thing that Fred's got better at recently. I mean, we looked better when Fred came on. I think Matic is the biggest negative from today's game. I just thought it was so bad and so bad.
Yeah.
It's almost to a point where I've always got to think, I've got to try and find something.
Yeah, the only reason that he's being played is because McTominay is injured and we've got no one else. But at the same time, he's not the same sort of player, is he?
He's not a creative. The thing is, though, is that I remember seeing an article from Matic that he did, and he was saying, "Oh, here we go."
Crack on. Sorry.
Anyway, for Matic, I remember seeing an article with him where he was an attacking midfielder, and his job was, when he was playing years and years and years ago, even at Benfica, he was an attacking midfielder, he was creating outlet. We just don't see any of it whatsoever.
Yeah, but he's a lot older now, so he's a lot slower. But there were times today where he could have made other passes going forward where he stopped, turned on it and passed backwards instead. And that is very much like what we've seen over the last, like, 4 or 5 years of negative football. It's just negative football. I think, to be fair, as I put in our sellers group when Delotte came on, that was us looking for a draw, because it was on paper it's a negative substitution. But he looked all right. To be fair, he was challenging. He did all right. I think.
I still stand by the fact I actually think Delotte is the best crosser of the ball in the squad.
He didn't have a chance to do it though. The number of times, especially
much of a defensive move, because he can get forward and put a ball in the box, he just needs to be given the opportunity. And the thing is, for me, it's like you still see Fred taking set pieces who should not be taking set pieces for me in any way, shape or form. And I said that before, the Arsenal free kick, whatever it was, he should be taking them. Like, if Dart is on the pitch, give it him, because he's the best striker of the dead ball you've got on the pitch, him and Rashford, without a doubt. But you want Rashford at least in the box.
The number of times in that first half, it's weird, the way that, obviously, people know, but the way that Wolves' away section is for these games is we were literally at opposite ends of the stadium. I was at one end, you were at the other. So in the first end, they were attacking at my end. And the number of times that we had the ball and we were just passing it around, and there was literally no one in the box to put the ball into. And it's just like so frustrating. We need so, like, Greenwood's great, but he was dropping back in, and he was just trying to get the ball. We need someone who's sat there waiting for that ball to be put in, especially when we have got good players who can put a ball in, but they're not doing it because there's no one there to put it into. Because if they did put it in there, what, they're not putting it into anyone, so the people would get on the back anyway. So we need someone in there who James can put in a cross.
Greenwood's goal against Sheffield United, where you look at Rashford's header on Boxing Day against Newcastle. If you get the ball in the box, we have got players that can actually do it. It's just,
but you need someone who is
one of the set of Rashford was staying between the posts and you'll always get a chance. And it's just,
he's not the player to do that though. You need someone who wants to do that though.
That's the whole point. that's what I'm trying to say, is that someone's got to be staying in the right part. I mean, one thing that I will say worked quite well today is, I know you were in a long stand, but I was in the corner bit on the side, behind the goal. And I have to say, one of the things that I do like about the Molyneux is they've got to stay standing in place.
And you know what?
It worked really, really, really well. It works so well. And it's something, again, that I know people keep talking about and they want to see at Old Trafford, and I know different people are trying to do stuff about it. But today was a prime example of how well it really worked.
So how was it? What was it like?
It was just easy. It's just got two, like a big black bar in front of you. That's it.
You can just lean on it if you want.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's easy. I mean, the seats there are really, you've got so much leg room. It's completely different. I mean, the whole same standard.
Well, that's a brand new stand, isn't it? It's pretty much a brand new stand, that end. I think that end's only been built a few years, and they built it like that.
It would make sense, because all the seats and stuff are equal. I mean, the whole safe standing bit worked brilliantly, and everyone else around was saying the same thing. They were just like, this is brilliant, and it was, and I can't really fall back.
Any more words? How's your day of gin?
The day of gin is good.
So Nick's doing January. He probably mentioned it last year and he's doing it again. He's bringing it back. January.
Yeah, lost a shitload of weight last year from doing it.
I'm not mocking it, but you know.
I'm still here getting pissed, don't get me wrong. I think the only person who's mocked it today was the guy who was serving me at half time. The only thing I could get was a white wine, and I think he laughed at me, and the only food he had left was a vegan sausage roll, which didn't help.
So at half time you had
a vegan sausage roll and a glass of white wine.
Red's away.
And you know what? That vegan sausage roll is probably the highlight of my day, and I don't eat vegan food. It was pretty nice.
Nice. So
we'll give that to the vegans. Well done. Steve was a bit mean to the vegans on the just after a bit.
Great. If you enjoyed it, then
enjoyed it.
Good. Should we end on a high? On the
vegan sausage roll.
On the vegan sausage roll.
I think so.
Alright, okay. Great.
Peace out. On to City.
Can't wait.
I think we'll win.
I think it'll be...
No, we said we were going to end it on a high. No, leave it there.
Yep.
Leave it there.
Cut that. Bye. Ta-ra.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.